Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the UK Health Security Agency has declared a national incident over measles outbreaks in England, and London is among the worst affected areas. In the West Midlands, cases have risen by 30% in just 1 week, and health officials are cautioning cases are likely to spread rapidly unless more people get the MMR vaccine. The uptake of the MMR vaccine in Ireland fell below 90%. So how vulnerable are we here to a major measles outbreak? Well, Dr. Yvonne Williams is a GP based in County Clare and is on the line. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Claire.
So we've seen this dramatic rise in measles cases across the UK. What do you understand is driving the cases there?
Well, measles is one of the most contagious viral diseases that affect humans. So once it starts to spread, it's quite difficult to stop, and it can take up to 12 days before people are aware they have it, having been in contact. So it's quite difficult to stop an outbreak when it starts. The vaccination rates in the UK have fallen, as have the vaccination rates in Ireland. So at the moment, we're sitting ducks in a sense. We're vulnerable. There's very few areas in Ireland where we've reached our target of 95 or 96% of our kids being vaccinated, mm-hmm. having their two doses.
And the HSE is alert to this because they were in touch with you and all other GPs last year on, you know, being very vigilant when it comes to measles. They want to know about cases immediately.
Absolutely. So we all received alerts last May because the cases were rising. Just if we even suspect a measles case before we have swab results, we have to immediately notify the public health team by phone so that they can try and isolate and identify the cases as quickly as possible to try and stop the spread.
Should we be worried about measles? I mean, how dangerous is it?
Measles is actually very dangerous. So I suppose for every 1,000 cases of measles, you will have one or two deaths. You'll have 40 cases of pneumonia. You'll have people with getting bad chest infections. There are quite nasty brain complications from measles. And the vaccine, the MMR vaccine would be the commonest one we use, is really, really effective. We saw a huge decline in measles and mumps and rubella when that vaccine came in. But unfortunately, in the last few years, we've seen big drops and big variation in different areas for drops. In some parts of Dublin East, the rates increased by 7%. So we have more children getting MMR there. Other places like Cavan and Monaghan, the rates fell by 7%. So there's a big geographical variation around Ireland as well in terms of uptake.
And do you know even anecdotally why that's happening?
I'm not sure. We know that a lot of the public health teams were redeployed during COVID, and schools were closed during the pandemic as well. So some children wouldn't have been in school in junior infants typically when they would have gotten their second vaccine. But I would like to say to parents, if your child hasn't had any MMR vaccine or they haven't had one, they can avail of a catch-up vaccine through the HSE, or they can contact their GP surgery and ask for an MMR vaccine there. And most GPs are more than happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to remind people, because you can get confused, especially when you have a new baby or a toddler. That's the one you get when the baby is small, and then you get the booster shot then when they go to school.
Yeah, so the first MMR vaccine is generally given at 12 months with the meningitis B, and then the second vaccine, I suppose when you and I were in school, it would have been given to us in secondary school, but that changed some years ago, and now it's given in junior infants generally when children are 4 or 5. But you can give it at 6 months of age. You know, we can give it a little bit earlier if we need to, if there is an outbreak or children are travelling.
And if you have missed out on the booster shot, can you get it when the child is older?
Yes, absolutely. So you do need two doses to get good immunity, and they need to be a month apart. But we're more than happy to give catch-up vaccines. And pregnant women or women who are planning a pregnancy can't get it if they're at risk of pregnancy, but they can get it after the baby is born. Or women who are thinking of having a pregnancy can get a blood test done to check their immunity level for other viral infections and get a booster if needed as well.
And can it be hard to diagnose measles?
It can, because at the start, I suppose you don't have the typical rash that people might associate with measles. So it starts with children being a little off form, maybe having a runny nose, runny eyes, temperature. And then around the fourth day, there's usually a rash, which typically starts on the face and behind the ears and then spreads down.
And it's very contagious, is it?
It's highly contagious. It's one of the most contagious diseases that will affect children and adults as well, but particularly children.
Mm-hmm. And overall, the average is that our uptake of the MMR has fallen below 90% now. Do you know what level it has to be at within the community in order to provide protection?
So the WHO would advise a 95% level and the HSC would have set a 96% level, but we're down as low as 88 to 87% and in some areas 86% or below. So we're very vulnerable at the moment. If we do have an outbreak of measles, it will probably spread quite quickly amongst our children. So I just would urge any parents listening, if the children haven't had their MMR, just to please get in contact with the HSC or their GP.
I'm sure as a GP, when you hear that just across the water they've declared a national incident, that's worrying, isn't it?
It's very worrying because we have a huge amount of travel between Ireland and the UK, between people going for work and extended family. And generally speaking, what happens in the UK that is often we follow suit. So I know in Birmingham, they've had 50 children that have had to be brought into hospital already this year, just linked to that outbreak. So a lot of children who get measles will end up very sick, and a quarter of children will end up needing to go to hospital if they do get infected. So that's a huge number compared to, you know, flu or other infections that your child might get.
Is it a serious in adults?
It can be very serious in adults. So it can cause, as I said, pneumonia. A lot of people will get diarrhea. People will get nasty ear infections from it. And then you can get a swelling of the brain, a condition called encephalitis, which can leave many people who get that with permanent brain damage, or it can even cause death. So people are vulnerable. You know, as I said, most children are at risk. So even if your own child has had the MMR vaccine, but if a lot of people around them haven't, there isn't full protection in the community. So I suppose it's a population effort. Everybody needs to play their part.
Okay. The classic symptom, though, is that red rash. Where does that tend to start?
So that will typically start on the face and behind the ears and then spread rapidly down the body. So that usually happens after a couple of days, and that can last quite a while. And people are infectious until 4 days after that rash has gone. So people remain infectious for quite a while. And it's spread, like COVID, it's spread by coughing and sneezing. So it's spread by droplet, and those droplets survive in the air for a couple of hours or on surfaces for up to 2 hours. So it may be that you could be visiting somewhere that, you know, a child has passed through that has measles and doesn't know it yet, and those droplets will stay in the air for quite some time.
And very specific advice then, I'm sure, on what to do if you think you've got measles in the house, because you're not going to want to go down to the surgery and risk spreading that.
No, it's even more so than COVID. It's one where if you suspect your child has measles, you stay home, you keep your child at home, away from anybody, pregnant or high risk. Definitely don't send them into preschool or school, and then you contact your GP for advice or your healthcare provider. And we can do some of this over the phone or over video phone. The rash is quite typical when you see it.
And what is the treatment then?
So the treatment is very much supportive. So we don't have a cure for it, or we don't have a special antiviral treatment, but it's managing the fever so that children don't have seizures. And if they have complications like a pneumonia or chest infection or diarrhea, that we would treat those, and just supportive treatment to try and minimise the symptoms for them and try and avoid complications.
Well, Yvonne, thank you very much for taking us through all of that. That's Dr. Yvonne Williams, who's a GP based in County Clare. Back after this break.